Blog Talk Radio.
I gotta kick this thing off. Can I kick it off? One, two, three, four. Welcome back to another week, another day of rehab. I'd like to first and foremost start off by saying I apologize. My apologies. I missed last week. I had a very, very busy last week. So, you know, you got to accept my apologies for not having rehab last weekend. A lot of things happen in a day, let alone 2 weeks. You must accept my apology for being absent. I missed class last week. I apologize. I wasn't even late to class. I missed rehab last week. So if this is your first time listening to rehab, let me first welcome you to rehab. This is where we relax and enjoy our time. And forget about all the outside distractions and the craziness of the world that we live in and enjoy ourselves and enjoy our day and forget all about the outside stuff. Also, we do have simple rules that come with rehab, very simple, very elementary-like rules. The rules are there be no judgment, no pointing fingers, no ego, no negativity. I want zero bad vibes. When you leave all the other stuff outside the doors, rehab, then you can take your shoes off, relax your feet, do all that good stuff. Because in rehab, I had to shut my own door to rehab. I just realized that. Let me tell you, I had to close my door. I didn't even have my rehab door closed. That was my fault. So, yes, like I was saying, once you do all that, leave all that stuff on the outside of rehab, come on in. Relax. Like I said, enjoy yourself. This is a special edition of rehab. One, because I missed last week. And two, when you do something that you enjoy doing, when you miss it, you miss it. You want to do more of it. I know you get tired of hearing me all this time. But, hey, I'm sorry. Now you got this. Well, no, I don't apologize for trying to have rehab or having rehab. But I apologize for having hear me for so long. Because this is not about me. It's about you and your time. So, how was your week? How was your week before last? Since I haven't got to talk to you, I haven't had the chance to talk to you. Hopefully it went well. Hopefully not too many things happened. I had some stuff happen to me last week. Very important things happened in my life, but that's my personal life. I'm going to keep that to myself. But, you know, I was very busy. And, you know, there's a lot of pressure put on, but it didn't bother me much. And even before the pressure was put on sometime last week, which made me kind of tired, which made me miss rehab, which I apologize for. I was getting ready for work one morning, right? And I went to go stretch, you know, stretch it out, stretch my arms out. So it's like you stretch it more. Everybody likes to do the, stretch, right? Every morning, I try to do one of those. I do it during work. Just stretch it out. Sometimes you feel tight, so you stretch, right? But the pressure I put on my arms, I basically heard something pop in the back of my shoulder blade. I said, I felt the pain. It hurt pretty bad. I didn't know what was going on. So I put a lot of pressure on my back. I wasn't really stretching. I was straining. And sometimes when you strain, you can hurt yourself, like I did. So a lot of pressure went to a certain part of my back, and it made something pop. And it hurt for about a week. I'm just getting 100%, but, you know, can't miss out on rehab but so many times. I ain't worried about my back. But I was talking about the pressure that I put on my back when I strained instead of stretching the proper manner can hurt my back, and it did hurt my back. Now, if I stretched in the proper way and massaged my back in a certain way, if I stretched that way the way I was supposed to instead of straining, then my back wouldn't have hurt. I wouldn't have hurt my back. Sometimes, you know, that's how pressure is. Sometimes when you have too much pressure, it can cause a lot of drama and headache in your life. Like when I stretch my arms out, I cause pressure to my back, which caused my shoulder to hurt. It was caused something to pop in the back of my shoulder. Maybe it's not physical for you. Maybe pressure can be a mental thing. I can personally think about pressure not until maybe high school, my senior year, and maybe I was a naive kid. You know, I never really felt any pressure. I just went on about life. And then people start coming up to me and say, hey, why don't you join this with me? Why don't you do that with me? Aren't you worried about going to college? What are you going to do once you graduate high school? This pressure. I said, oh, this is what pressure feels like. So it's a mental thing, which also can be turned into a physical thing, because if something is pressuring you too much, it could weigh on you physically as well. So you have your physical pressure, like I did on my back last week, and I popped something in my back, or mental pressure of the people around you trying to get you to do certain things, or you pressing yourself to do something that maybe you want to, and you just don't know how to get through the pressure, or maybe you don't want to do it, and the pressure is making you wither like old fruit or like a dead plant. So pressure can do a lot of things to you. Like I said, if this is your first time listening to rehab, you're in for a treat. You know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because usually the show is 15 minutes, but I missed you all last week, and I have to make up for it. So therefore, I had made it 30 minutes. But, yeah, in rehab, we want positivity. We want clear thinking. We want rest and relaxation. That's all we want with rehab. So right now I'm talking about pressure. And I said that I told you it can happen to you physically, right? It can mess up your, you know, a joint in your body, a muscle. You could break something. You could bend something. You could hurt something. Now, pressure is not always negative. Sometimes pressure can make you step up to the plate, so to speak, in a baseball term, and make you do great things. You know, you could be at your job and someone could be pressuring you. Then what? Maybe you got a deadline. Or maybe you got a project that's due. Or maybe the pressure for you is just getting to work on time. And so maybe that pressure helps you do better. And like I said, I can think about when I was in high school, pressure started to come on about college and what college I wanted to go to and stuff and things of that nature. So pressure can do a lot. It can make you stress you out, or can, you know, help you realize that maybe, hey, I need to get on the ball and do some things in order to be successful. And pressure might create diamonds, so to speak, or burst pipes, so to speak. It's all of how you look at it. So I've been talking way too much already. So the question, if you, like I said, this is the first time listening, I have a question of the week. And this week, you get a two-part question. I know you're excited. Don't get too excited. Calm down. Here comes the first question. What does pressure do to you? And as you think about that, And I'll be right back. Talking about pressure, right? We're not going to just talk about pressure without the responsibility that comes with pressure. And you say, okay, wait, back up, man. What does this have to do with rehab? Why? This is not peaceful. This is pressure. But I'm trying to tell you that pressure can be a great thing. It could help you achieve greatness, so to speak, and whatever you want to do. And so can responsibility, believe it or not. And all these things, instead of avoiding them and taking them head on, can actually give you peace. So we're talking about pressure, right? So I'm talking about high school. When I was in high school, started to feel the pressure like, oh, got to go to college. Oh, got to do this. Got to get work in this field. Got to take on this major. Okay, maybe you don't have pressure when you were in high school. Did you have pressure when you got in college? Both systems want you to get good grades in order to move on. There's pressure there. You have physical pressure, like I was saying, when you work out or when you just mentally are going through something in life, the pressure could wear you down and make you sick, or it can motivate you to do well physically. Maybe the pressure of lifting weights motivates you to do better. Maybe the pressure of lifting weights is too much for you, and you put too much weight on top of you in the life, so to speak, and physically, and you can't handle it, and it's bringing you down. So sometimes pressure, like I said, helps people achieve, and sometimes pressure makes people back up. You know, you see people all the time. I never judge anybody, but you see people all the time that seem like they are just zombieing their way through life, and you try to figure out what's going on, what's that about. They could have had numbers of crazy things happen to them. We don't know what people go through. I don't know, because we're all different, right? And sometimes the pressure of just bad family situations, bad relationships, all that pressure is weighing down on people, and they just can't handle it, and they give up. Sometimes, like I said, pressure like that can make you just wilt. But with that pressure comes responsibility. And it's good to take on responsibility. If you're on a job and you have a due date, or you have a project or an assignment, and it's due in 2 hours, you can either go, I don't know how this is going to get done. Or you could go, you know what? I'm going to give it everything I can give it in these 2 hours that I have to finish this project. And that's what everything, with every pressure comes responsibility. In high school, like I said, it was grades. It was social pressure, popularity contest, joining clubs. College, same thing. Outside of college, now you have friends and family wanting you to do things. Every step you make, pressure with it. Every decision you make, have pressure with it. But it gives you responsibility, which makes you who you are. You can either be that person I was saying that goes, oh, I give up, life's too hard, I'm just going to work and numb my way through life and hopefully it'll be over with before I can, before I know it. Or you can take that pressure from family, friends, coworkers, people you may go to church with or hang in clubs with, or outside of all those things. You can take all that pressure that they bring on and step up and be responsible. Then you can be also known as a dependable and trustworthy person, and that can give you peace. And so pressure and responsibility can bring you up, or it can bring you down. I say this every week. It's really a mental state. It's really all about what you think it is. If you have people telling you what you should do, what you shouldn't do, which we all do, right? We all have people telling us what we do, what we should do, what we shouldn't do. It's pressure and responsibility hand in hand. So then you go to your, say to yourself, how am I supposed to handle this? What am I supposed to do now? Or you can say to yourself, I only can do one thing at a time. I only can handle one thing at a time. Then you won't have to worry about it so much. It's like anything else. You can only handle things at a time. Now you can juggle pressure and responsibility. It's fine to juggle it. Or you can drop the ball completely. So it's up to you how you can handle these things. So pressure and responsibility, taken care of in the correct way, can bring you a lot of peace. And that's what we're about at Rehab. That's all it's about, is bringing peace and understanding so you don't have to worry about, even though there's pressures, because this is how I handle it. I know there's pressure. But it's not pressure to me. It's whatever your expectations are, right? You know me, and I somewhat know you, vice versa, right? You expect me to do X, Y, and Z. And I expect you to do X, Y, and Z. If we know each other, if we're friends, if we get along. If we don't, you might assume I'm this way, and I might assume you're that way. But get back to the point. The point is, the pressure comes from what people want you to do and what you're going to do. Whether you're going to, and I don't want to make it too confusing. Pressure really is what you think it is. No matter what anyone says to you, and this is how I look at pressure and responsibility. I like to take it on. If at first when I was younger, I just wanted to run away from it. I wanted nothing to do with it. The more pressure, like I said, when you see those people that seem not to be in on anything, or they're just not a part of anything, they just don't want to be here, so to speak, it's because the pressure, they said, forget it. I'm not taking all this pressure on. I'm not doing it. I just say, well, no, good. Bring more responsibility my way because I'll handle it. And I know that the pressure that comes with it and the responsibility that comes with it ends up boiling down to me and how I look at it. So like I said, this question of the week, every week, there's a two-part question. And now the second part question is, if I asked you what does pressure do to you, the first time, the second time I want to know, or what you can ask yourself, but I don't want to know. I just want to help you know so we can all know, right? So responsibility. Do you run from it or do you take it on? So we in rehab. It's as long as we ever been in rehab. This is a beautiful thing. Rehab is just that moment in life that you get to have, not to worry about your job and your kids and your bills, and that's part of responsibility too, by the way, paying bills. But we okay. But what I'm trying to say is responsibility and rehab and pressure and rehab all go together. It all goes together. Because if you can lessen your pressure and focus your responsibilities, then you can have peace. And then you can enjoy rehab. So let's go over it. I was talking about pressure in the beginning. We all have pressure. I told you when I started from high school, when I started to feel pressure from people. I didn't pressure myself. I never pressured myself. I've always been a person that goes, eh. it's not a word, but it's my favorite word, you know. But believe you me, I do care, and I am responsible. I'm trying to be even more responsible as I get older. I cherish responsibility. I look forward to it. I look forward to making diamonds. I don't want to bust pipes. Am I going to bust pipes? Absolutely. I get nervous a lot, you know, and that's one thing I can't stand. Like, in certain situations, I get really nervous, not because I don't think I can do something. It's because I want to do so well, I get nervous, right? So sometimes there's some pipe busting that comes to me, but for the most part, pressure makes me want to be responsible. And responsibility is something that I look forward to. So, yes, it started from high school, right? And then I went to college, and then maybe you don't go to college. Maybe you go to a trade school, right? Then you got pressure on making money. And what if you decide to get married? There's pressure there, right? The responsibilities of marriage is take care of family, paying bills, being on time. That, I mean, you can go down a list of things. Bringing in a whole other person, let alone if you have a child. You're responsible for all of that, man or woman. We all got our responsibilities, and I'm not even going to give any gender roles. I'm just going to say you get married, you got responsibilities. If you're a single person, you got pressure of other people trying to get in relationships with you. You don't know what you're dealing with. The pressure of, am I being lied to, tricked, or deceived, is pressure in itself, too. You're on your job. You got projects. You got due dates. You got deadlines. The pressure there, you know, if you want to continue to make money and rise that up that ladder, that I can't even think of the word, the non-climbable ladder. What I mean by that is the ladder is invincible. God, I can't even think of the word. I'm mad at myself right now. It's basically a ladder that you can climb forever, okay? And that's what I mean. You could try to climb that ladder, and you're going to be climbing for the rest of your life. There's no top of the ladder, okay? So you got the ladder of making money and being successful and that pressure. Don't be an entertainer, because in entertainment, there's all types of pressure. And the higher you go in that world, the more people come on from the outside that you can't even trust. I'm just talking on general levels. Imagine being one of those. Imagine being famous, the pressure that comes with being famous. They talk about bringing on responsibility. You couldn't even step outside your house. Some of famous people are getting constantly watched. You got scandals in the news about famous directors and actors. But we're not talking about that in rehab. We don't do that in rehab. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the pressures you and I deal with and how to turn those pressures into responsibilities, or how to be responsible so that pressure doesn't bother you. So, okay? And you finally, say you make that ladder and you making that money and you have everything you want. There's more pressure with that, because now you want to feel like you have something else to do with life. If you'd have made all the money in the world. So my point is, there's pressure with everything you do. But the more responsible you are, the better off you be and the less pressure you have come your way. So either you can, like I said in the beginning, either you can stretch it out correctly, do the right type of stretching. When life gives it too much pressure and you do the right type of stretching, the responsibilities that you take on eases the pressure. Or you can try to stretch it out, you know, and then something pops, whether it's mentally or physically. And then all of a sudden, pressure of life just seems to be weighing on you like a ton. And just a ton of pressure on you, just pressing down. And then they can just make responsibilities that much more of a headache. So you have to try to weigh pressure and responsibility the right way. I don't know which one comes first, because if you're very responsible, then there won't be so much pressure. But sometimes you can be very responsible. The more responsible you are, the more people depend on you, the more people trust you, will add to more pressure. But then I'm also saying this whole time that, look, that's pressure in their heads, in their minds. You control the pressure that you bring along to yourself. And yes, with leadership and with trustworthiness comes a lot more pressure when you're more responsible. But if you handle it mentally and physically correctly, there won't be any pressure. Sure, you can try to understand that there could be pressure, but really and truly, it's up to you to realize that, hey, you are in control of this pressure. And anything that's given to you or anything that is brought to you, you've earned so far. And you may say, well, okay, all right, back it up some more. If you don't have any responsibilities, then there is no pressure. Okay, hold up. If you don't have responsibilities, the pressure is, then why don't you have any responsibilities? Pressure and not having anything to do. If you're one of those people that just sit home and do nothing, eat and, you know, waste time and don't want no goals, no future, all you want to do is just work something and go to sleep and do it all over again, or don't work at all, there's pressure in that too, because you're going to turn around and wish you did something about your life. So there's pressure and responsibility in everything that you do if you wake up, any avenue. And it's all about how you handle it, how you bring it on. Because if you let it cave you in and wilt you like a dead plant or like a dead piece of fruit, then what's going to happen? What you're going to do, you're just going to lay there and die out? Or you're going to accept the pressure and responsibility and be more responsible and add more and not let the pressure get to you? I was going to say add more pressure, but pressure comes with a negativity. So what I'm trying to say is the more responsible you are, the more pressure you get. The least responsible you are, the more pressure you get. Everything in life has pressure with it. It's up to you not to add the pressure to yourself and just accept the responsibility and the pressure hand in hand and just know that you can handle anything you put your mind to. Until next week, thank you for joining me. And remember, please bring peace to somebody else.